relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
See this guy with the pillows on Fox? My pillow guy, Mike Lindell. Where is Mike? He is the greatest. I have never seen so many ads for so long. And you know what? I think he gets them for like peanuts. First of all, he does make a great product, great pillows. I actually use them, believe it or not. But he's been a supporter from day one. And I said, you know, I want you to be my ad buyer because I guarantee you he makes great deals. So I haven't asked him yet. Will you be my ad buyer, please, Mike? The MyPillow guy. Thank you. And he's been with us right from the beginning.
Hello, everyone. This is Mike Lindell filling in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka here at America First. And you just heard a shout-out by the president, and that was on my birthday a year ago. And I want to tell you a little story behind that. After that happened, I mean, it was surreal for me. And I, obviously, you know, I had went all in when I first met him in the summer of 16. I met him in a private meeting, and I said, this guy is amazing. He's going to be the greatest president in history. And I went all in. Everyone advised me, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. Well, when I go all in, I go all in. I don't just tiptoe in. I believed everything that his heart was, and all this. But I want to tell you about when he did that in Fargo. I was actually having dinner with the president about a month and a half later, and there's 10 of us at the table, a couple senators or whatever, and I was blessed even to be sitting in there, and here. I get him one-on-one right after that dinner, and I said, Mr. President, I said, I want to thank you for doing that shout-out, but I said, I got to tell you what happened. And I'm not going to name the newspaper. You can all guess. But I get these outlets call me all the time. I give them my direct number because I like talking to them. And here, I said, Mr. President, so this paper calls me up, and they said, yeah, Mike. They called me the next morning. Wow, the president did that shout-out for you. You must have sold a lot of pillows. And I said, and after that guy said, yeah, you must have sold a lot of pillows. He said, it wasn't about the pillow. I said, come on. He said he used the pillow. It was okay. What it did, it raised my popularity tenfold in this country so I could now go out to speak out for Jesus like I did at U.S. Bank Stadium 2 weeks after that. And the president said, what did he say then? I said he hung up the phone and killed the story. they tried to make it something it wasn't, and it and you know, Jack, we talk about the president, what just his heart. I mean, his compassion to help. When I've the times I met him and I just watch, you know, you see him in person and you can't even explain that how. You just met him a month ago. That was, you know, I happened to this where Jack and I first met. And Jack's he's a former NFL player here. He's and he's a Trump supporter now after meeting him. What was your take on him when you met him?
You know, the biased media can get in your head, really can, especially, you know, as a black man and you hear, you know, all this racist talk, everything's racist. And, you know, I always question it because I look at the policies that he's been passing, and I say, hey, hold on. This guy's passing more policies to help black people than any president since LBJ. Mm-hmm. And so I get a chance to meet him, and it was a divine appointment like you talked right. about earlier. And I had been on my knees because people around me, just with all this negativity and racism, I knew that with the work I do in the community and the people that I can reach, I knew that I needed to meet the president. And God blessed me with that opportunity, and I got to tell you, from the second I met him, from the time he slapped me on the back with his hat.
I was sitting at the table, and Jack left to go to the bathroom, and the president came in and he followed him in there.
He slapped me in his hat and said, how you doing? And just was so warm and welcoming, man. And to sit across, I sat across from him for almost an hour, Mike.
Yeah, I couldn't believe he told me that.
Unbelievable. He gave me that much time, and I had just left Baltimore.
Yeah.
And it broke my heart to see all those kids living in those crazy conditions. And, you know, it's unexplainable. You know, it reminded me of Haiti.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I told him that, and I asked him to call out some of these Democratic politicians in these inner cities that are just failing the people because, you know, the Bible tells us to go out and seek the poor, help feed the hungry, help the homeless. Mm-hmm. And we got that in our own country that we got to deal with.
Right.
And the president felt that.
Yeah. Tell me when you teared up. Tell me about your tear. Jack told me this.
You know, you talk about fatherlessness, and you go to a lot of these places, and 77% of black babies, 77% of black babies are born in America with no father in the home.
Wow.
And I said that to the president, and he stopped me. And he said, but you know what? He said, black women are the strongest women in our country because they're raising these babies and giving it all they have.
Yeah.
And that's America.
Right. Yeah.
And I almost broke down, man.
Wow.
Because, you know, as a, I love my mom. And I, as a black man who fights and advocates for these rights for underserved black people, mm-hmm. I've never even had that perspective of thought of it that in that way.
Right.
And so, you know, it really did show me the human side of him. A racist can't think like that.
No. And he doesn't, like I said, and you and I have talked about, if you put him in, you put him in a room with anyone, and I don't care where they're from or where they've been, and you see right through that. You see his good heart, and you see his passion,
right.
and his compassion and his empathy to help. You know, it's just amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing.
Yeah. And that's the part. You know, you and I have talked. That's what the media wants to hide. They want to hide that, and they want to hide all the great things he's doing.
I mean,
you know, he takes action. He just, you know, he does things when he, you know, with my addiction network I'm coming out with and stuff, the No Recovery Network and that, and all these things, I couldn't get this done. God's put me in a position even to know him and to be, you know, to get all the people that are, you know, like we have coming on shortly here, Secretary Ben Carson, him and I have become good friends now. But all these people, and from the president on down, the people he's surrounding himself with, you know, he just reads them out and says, you know what, you're either going to help and we're going to get this common sense stuff done.
He does.
And he looked at you, probably thought, well, why aren't we doing it, right?
Yeah, exactly. He looked over and he's like, let's go. And
let's
he came out and he started Baltimore.
Yeah.
And then you see what's happened since then.
Yeah.
Hundreds of volunteers are in the street
helping out.
Yeah. I mean, you got to talk about this president's record, particularly because they made this about race.
Yeah.
And this man has passed criminal justice for reform, which is went against all the mass incarceration of all the presidents before him.
Right.
He's let out more African Americans than any president in history. The man went and attacked AIDS in our country, a disease that affects African Americans. 45% of people with AIDS in America are African American. We're only 12% of the population. He's passed opportunity zones, which we'll talk about a little bit later. I know billions of dollars going into the inner cities, and, oh. and he's in you know, time after time. This president, if you look at welfare reform, 3.5 million African Americans are working now off of food stamps, and they got a job now.
Right, and you know, and people immediately they don't tell us this.
They don't talk
when
about.
When I met you, and I'm going, what? I'm even surprised. I don't even hear it, and I hear a lot of stuff. You know, that I'm going, are you really? You know, I just knew it was the lowest unemployment rate for Black America, but you're telling me all these other things, and I'm going, why didn't other presidents do it? Because I believe they just make promises to get votes. And, you know, I didn't know anything about politics, but I'll tell you what, if I would have known about back in the day, I said, you know, aren't they supposed to be working for the people? I would have, they'd have been called liars for 50 years.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I wake up out of my crack addiction and go, what's going on here? You know? we are going the right direction, and we got to keep it going. The stuff you've told me, that's what we're going to get the word out, Jack. We're going to get it out to the people. They're going to find out what this president's all about and find out the great accomplishments that he's done and the things that are to come.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, absolutely. And we got coming up next, we've got Secretary Ben Carson, and it's going to be we're going to talk about what we just talked about, his opportunity zones. And when I met him and we became friends and a divine appointment at National Prayer Breakfast back in 2017. This is Mike Lindell on America First, filling in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Brought to you by the Oxford Club.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, plug in pest free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Here, did you know Dr. Gorka has a new national show and it's called America First? Tune in or else.
This is Mike Lindell filling in for Sebastian Gorka and here on with ReFactor.com studios. And I am about to introduce my great friend, Secretary Ben Carson, who now has just beat me again at pool. More importantly than the pool, I'm doing pretty good there today so far. They tell me we've been talking about all the great things going on right now in this country, and we brought up a lot of the stuff that you've been doing back when. By the way, everyone, when we met at a divine appointment back in one of my divine appointments back at National Prayer Breakfast in 2017. I was picked out of 12 people randomly picked, and I was picked to pray with and talk about the country back when then Dr. Carson was running for president, and we became friends since, and there was so many of the things that I want to do with the addiction, the inner cities, and everything else. That's what you've been doing with the Opportunity Zones and the Envision Centers.
It's been spectacular what's been going on. You frequently don't hear about it in the news because it's good news, but the fact of the matter is, with the Opportunity Zones, we've got tens of billions of dollars pouring in, and I've already had an opportunity to visit several of the sites. One of the very first ones was in Vicksburg, Mississippi, a sawmill that was closing down, and because of the Opportunity Zones, it was able to be revitalized, people rehired, and as a result of that, workforce housing is being built, and it's just having, you know, a blossoming effect on the whole area. I was in Salt Lake City recently, and a multifamily complex was being built with an emphasis on autism and how to get people with autism into the workforce and independent. And that project was completed as a result of an opportunity, a qualified opportunity fund. And there are multiple others. And the wonderful thing is, you know, a lot of people in our country have made a tremendous amount of money. And they're going to invest that money somewhere.
Right.
This program gives them an incentive to invest that money in the areas that are traditionally neglected and that would have continued to be neglected. And that's what the president meant when he said, you know, we're going to do things that take into consideration the men and women who have been forgotten about. And we want, you know, the rising tide to float all boats.
Right.
And then a couple of weeks ago, I was in Spokane, Washington, for the opening or to visit one of the Envision centers that have been opened.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, you know, there was some controversy because one of the liberal groups offered the center $100,000 if they would take the name Envision Center off of it, because it was actually doing very well. It was doing exactly what we designed them to do, and that's to bring in all the multiple services under one roof.
Right.
And we can take people wherever they are. People who are illiterate, we have programs to teach them how to read. People who are financially illiterate, we have classes to get them up to speed. And then we have ways to get people employment and child care and all these kinds of things under one roof. And, you know, that was the whole concept. But, you know, we've become so polarized that there are people saying, well, it's working, and we don't want to make, we want to make sure that the administration doesn't get any credit for it. Fortunately, they did not accept $100,000 and they kept the name.
You know, Secretary.
This is where we are now.
Yeah, you know, Secretary, it's like, you know, I've seen, you know, back, you know, I'm doing stuff in Detroit. This was a couple years ago. And I seen a couple downtown Detroit, and they were like the hope of the neighborhood. They would give the shirt off their back, and there was this nice Christian couple, and right in the worst part of Detroit, but they were like protected. Well, I put a roof on my foundation. We put a roof on her. We built her a bigger building. And now I was back there last year. It's expanded out from there. You start putting in these opportunity zones, and that's the hope of the neighborhood. And it just goes out from there. And
exactly.
I was in Detroit too, and there was one of the things I couldn't believe. There was a church there. They had moved out of there. There wasn't no active services. This huge, 100-year-old amazing church, and for 1 year, it was over 1 year. No one had been there as in services. Not one broken window. And this was in some of the worst parts of Detroit because that was their hope, you know. And
absolutely.
And you know what you're doing and what the administration's doing with these opportunity zones, you know, what a great opportunity.
One of the coolest things was in St. Louis, you know, an old abandoned foundry was the NIDUS. It was the central focus. And they were building all around that, grocery stores and entertainment, workforce housing, all kinds of things. And the best thing is when I went to visit, you know, the governor was a Republican, the mayor was a Democrat, the congressman was a Democrat, and everybody was having a love fest. And, you know,
that's awesome.
We don't have to have all this division. This is something that...
This is common sense. This is common sense good.
Stoking it. Because they know it's the only way to destroy us.
Yeah, yeah, it's common sense and it's good. And they, you know, we talked before. I think you were even blocked when you opened up the Envision Center in Chicago. I remember you telling me that they kind of blocked that from the news. But when you came out, it's good news, so you don't hear about it. You know, and I really believe that we're part of the greatest revival in this country's history. And that you're a huge part of that and this administration. But what I want to do is get the word out. You know, that's why I invited, you know, to invite you on here. Not only is here a great friend, but to get the word out, the great things that are going on, you don't hear about it. I've got all these other guests today, and they
absolutely,
you know, people need to hear that there's great things going on. And this isn't about politics. This is about people. We need to get help the people.
Well, Micah, I want to thank you for being willing to take a stand, because so many people, particularly in business, are afraid to take a stand because they're afraid they'll be punished economically and boycotted. But, you know, there's some people who just say, I'm going to do the right thing.
Right. And you know what? And
God, where they may.
Yep. And thank you for that. And God rewards the right thing. I'll tell you what. People ask me all the time. They say, Mike, when's your best day? And I say, it's today. I said, you know what, all you businessmen out there, all you businesses, we have the greatest consumer confidence in history, and you speak out for why we have that consumer confidence. You get out there and speak out the truth about this administration and great people like Secretary Carson, the president, and this administration, because we are going to unite this country, and we are going to get to keep moving this great direction we're moving. Thank you, Secretary, for being on.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, this has been I get so fired up. I'm telling you, Jack. This is America First with Mike Lindell on the ReliefFactor.com studios.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Why have a season with one runner?
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define me?
Overcomer. Now playing. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Visit overcomermovie.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, plug in pest free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
I'm Sebastian Gorka on America First. Let's get back to the show with Mike Lindell.
Well, when Sebastian Gorka began his Food for the Poor campaign earlier this month, there was very little media coverage of the humanitarian crisis that has displaced thousands of children and families streaming into Colombia. But then slowly newspapers and public radio outlets begin to cover the story. And last night on Fox News Channel, correspondent Brett Baer focused on the human tragedy during this special report.
The United Nations is warning Colombia needs more help, much more help, to handle the massive influx of refugees, almost 1.5 million of them, from crisis-torn Venezuela. The U.S. is playing a big part in that effort. From the USNS Comfort, a hospital ship staging just off the coast of Colombia.
Of course, that medical ship is doing awesome work. But on the ground in Colombia, where people are literally starving, your support of food for the poor is critical. Please help rush food to thousands of displaced children and families today. Your one-time gift of $200 provides 5,000 nutritional meals through the Food for the Poor. Just go to sebgorka.com and click on the Crisis in Latin America banner. Remember, any amount will help. Again, go to sebgorka.com or call toll-free 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-HOPE. Portions of American First are brought to you by Food for the Poor. Well, this is Mike Lindell filling in for Sebastian Gorka today, and I'll tell you, it's been fun, and we're going to take a couple calls here. We can't say enough great things about our president and this administration. We got Jim from San Antonio on the line. We were just here. We're talking with Jack Brewer here with an ex-NFL player who loves the president. Come on. Jim, are you there?
I'm here, Mike. Thank you. Hey, first I want to say I'm so glad Dr. Gorka put you in as backup for him today. You're doing an outstanding job. And you, I don't know everything I want to know about you, but what I do know is you're a man who embodies the American dream. You have proven you can hit rock bottom and still become something in America. And we're one of the last countries on this planet that people can say that. And that's why 7 billion people want to come here. And so I just want to say thank you. You're a real inspiration. So what I was going to tell you about with Mr. Brewer, I agreed with him 100% on President Trump. Everything he said was on the money, with one exception. He made a comment in there that President Trump has done more since LBJ than any other president. Well, I got to correct him and go on the record. LBJ didn't do anything for the black community. In fact, LBJ created the problems we have today with his great society, created a welfare state that devalued the value of a father in the home and rewarded single mothers for having more kids, not less. The LBJ created our inner city plantations, and the black community is waking up to that today. So everything Jack Brewer said was right on the money, but LBJ did the black community.
Well, Jack's right. Jack's right here. What do you say about that?
And first off, thank you. And you make some very valid points. Believe me, my fatherhood initiatives go directly at that. And what I meant by LBJ was at that time period, blacks were just coming off the civil rights movement. So LBJ's policies were good for the time. They were never meant to last 50 years and make people start being dependent upon welfare. And so, we created welfare pockets, at that time period. And the reason I know that is because obviously my family was through that. So both of my parents went to segregated schools. So I'm only 40 years old. So, there's time and place for everything. Sometimes there's a crisis that happened in your country. You got to fix it, but you can't start having people depend upon that. And where you really start punishing, punishing fathers marrying the woman that they're having a kid with because you take away any assistance that they get. But no, brother, we're on the same page, man.
A good thing can manifest into a bad thing if you use it too much or whatever. Like you say, the footprint at the time, it might have worked, or it did work, maybe. Right. And then it now we all know what it's we all know what it can, what it manifested to. And Jim, thanks for your call. You brought up a point there. I don't know if anyone out there what he's bringing up. We're going to talk about it later in the show. I was a crack cocaine addict, and to be able to come to where I'm at now is what Jim's talking about. You can only in this country could that happen. And we're going to have a General Bob Dees on later to say with the veterans and the things they did to save our freedom and stuff that's been going on forever to in this country. And that's why my dream was possible. So But this is Mike Lindell. I'm here filling in for Sebastian Gorka on America's First at ReleaseFactor.com Studios.
This is not CNN.
Dear friends, will you allow me to help you? Do you suffer from any kind of daily ache, daily pain? Is it your knees, your back, your shoulder? I had a low back pain issue for almost a decade. When I knelt down at church on Sunday, my lower back pain would flare up. It would be excruciating. But then I started taking Relief Factor, their 3-week quick starter pack, and within 2 weeks, the pain was gone. Just by taking 4 little capsules in the morning and 4 little capsules in the evening of a completely natural supplement that has no drugs in it and is completely without side effects. Perhaps you could get that relief. Find out by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It's just $19.95. ReliefFactor.com. Don't you deserve it to yourself to find out? ReliefFactor.com. It worked for me. Find out if it can work for you. ReliefFactor.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. Home
Advisor. Welcome back to CarMax Will Buy It. Let's jump right back into the action. A used minivan with 200,000 miles. Cassandra.
CarMax Will Buy It.
That's correct. The car you're driving now. Cassandra again.
CarMax Will Buy It.
You're on a roll. Any car at all, no matter what. Jerry?
Is the answer CarMax Will Buy It?
That's right. Because CarMax buys all the cars, no matter what. No questions asked. CarMax Will Buy It.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hello, this is Mike Lindell filling in for my great friend, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. And what an honor it's been to be here today. And I want to tell you what led me here. I want to start in a little bit before my next guest, my great friend, Joe Piscopo. But I spoke at Liberty College just 2 days ago, and And, you know, if you'd have told me 10, 15, 20 years ago, that I, even 2 years ago, that I'd be speaking in front of 15,000 people when I was actually couldn't talk to people, and I couldn't even talk on a microphone. I mean, this was not me. And when here at Liberty, I would have said, you're nuts. If I would have, but they, here's when they're introducing me at Liberty, and how I felt on that stage was absolutely.
Mike is... He's a great friend, and I wish you'd give him a warm welcome to Liberty University.
Well, I'm honored to be here, and what Jerry said there with the with my calling, I'm going to talk today about your calling and hope. And this is my calling. The pillow is just a platform for a much bigger thing, and that's today. I have a book coming out called What Are the Odds? This is the last day of that book because my calling is to be able to speak out the word of Jesus. Well, that for me, I'll tell you, all the divine appointments I had that led up to where I could even talk, and but one of them was one of the most important people was my good friend Joe Piscopo. Joe, how you doing?
Mike, you sound great. Dr. Lindell, calling doctor. Is there a doctor in the house?
Well, geez, yeah, I forgot to say that. Yeah, I was given an honorary doctorate award of business degree there, too. And that was, I was so humbled. Joe, I'll tell you, all I could think about there, you know, think about a few short years ago, I think we met in 2014, and I went on Joe's radio show, and I met him, and I'm all... You know, this shy guy, I'm sitting here and I'm going, and I'm looking over. Joe just kept saying, you're a natural, Mike, you're a natural. I'm going, yeah, whatever, you're the natural. And he just kept...
You know what? And now, like your team is saying on the commercials, you can go, the doctor knows best.
Yeah, but you know, hey, you know what my daughter said? Joe, you'll like this. I called her up, one of my youngest daughter, Lizzie. I said, Lizzie, I got an honorary doctorate degree. And she goes, well, Dad, that's great. You can go on TV now in your commercials and say you're a doctor, and they're going to quit suing you.
That is great. Mike, I got to tell you what an inspiration. First of all, you know, shout out to Dr. Gorka. He's really such a great patriot. I'm a huge fan. And Mike, I've known you for many, many years now, and you are a true blessing to know you as my friend. And when you sat down with us, you know, and I know you were with other great broadcasters like your friend, your close friend, Don Imus, then we were honored to have you come on to AM 970, the Salem Media flagship station. And we've been close friends ever since. But you're not afraid to say what you believe in. You're not afraid to say you're a proud American, and you believe in what the country, the direction that the country is going. And you know what I love about you, man? And I could say, because I'm a diehard, guilt-ridden, church-going Italian Catholic, you know what I'm saying? And the fact that you talk about Jesus, you talk about Jesus. Oh, I said Mike Lindell talking about Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't do it anywhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
That takes a lot of courage to do it.
Yeah, and Joe, this brings up a story, everybody. It was about 3 years ago, or maybe, I don't know, 2-3 years ago, and I was going to do a not even a 2-minute speech, maybe 3 minutes at this big event. There was like 3,000 people, but I was up on this stage thing, and it was like a manufacturing's big meeting or something, and get together trade show, and all of them are out there, and there's another one out there speaking, and nobody's paying attention, and I got Joe on the phone. I go, Joe, I need some guidance here. He says, Mike, just go out there and be yourself. You'll be fine. And I get out there. Well, I talk too close to the microphone, and I said, 10 years ago, God gave me a dream of a pillow, and everybody turned around and stopped and stared at me. I'm going, and I got my hand up. Talk amongst yourselves. All I could think of was Joe on the phone. I'll tell you, Joe, I couldn't have got through a lot of those times. And then another time we had a big pillow fight in event in Minnesota, and it was actually Stephen Baldwin, a good friend of mine, was there with Joe, and we're out, and I got to throw the first pitch out, and I'm all nervous, and I'm with all these stars, you know, and I'm just all, and everybody's watching me, and Joe says, Mike, now just throw it like a dart. Be very careful, you know, just don't even think about it. Just throw it like a dart. And Stephen Baldwin sticks his hand there. You miss this, you blow everything.
And I just go, and you too. You threw a perfect strike. strike.
Yeah, I threw a strike. Threw a,
there were angel wings on that baseball.
Yes, there was. I'll tell you, but Joe, we've had some experience. But I'll tell you, I just wanted to have you on and then Joe and I matched up and everything. We both got behind our president, and we went through the election. Yeah. I was with Joe at the victory party. The president came down, and Joe, you know what we were saying earlier in the show? You know, everything we had hoped, right? Everything we had hoped. We both, you know, I had just met the president. I don't know how long you had known him, but we believed in him because it wasn't just because it was something different. It was just such common sense the ideas and to fix something that, I mean, it's problem solution. You have something broken. How do you fix it? You run it like a business. And what do you think, Joe? I mean, do you think now we can go around and say, we told you so, right?
Listen, Mike, I've known Citizen Trump, Donald J. Trump, for many, many years, had the privilege of working for him at casinos and everything. I always say this, you know, and as you go through your career in entertainment, you go up, you go down, and I'm one of those downturns, you know. I would go to one of the casinos, one of the Trump properties, and, man, he would take care of everything. Oh, Joe's here? He goes, look, just take care of Joe. You don't forget about that.
No, you don't.
You don't forget about that. And then when you said to me, hey, look, I talked to Donald Trump, and this was candidate Trump, and they said, and Joe, I connected with him. When you told me that, and you went up to the Trump Tower with Mayor Giuliani, and then you started talking about algorithms, and the president understood what you were talking about, I said, man, now I know if this guy understands Mike Lindell, this guy's got to be president of the United States.
Hey, Joe, can I have you back? Can we take a break and I have you right back?
Yeah, absolutely. Standing by for you, Mike.
Okay, all right, thanks. We're going to have Joe right back here because I got a few more things I want to go talk to him about. But this is Mike Lindell on America's First at the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the Male Female Hour, and I, among other things, have been trying to explain men to both men and women. Men don't fully understand themselves, and women, totally understandably, don't understand men unless they are explained what men are about, especially male sexual nature, because it's so different from female sexual nature. Years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. So over the course of 6 hours, I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. Once women understand men and their challenges, they'll better appreciate the men in their lives. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define me?
Overcomer. Now playing. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Visit OvercomerMovie.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Hello, this is Mike Lindell filling in for my great friend Sebastian Gorka on America's First. And I'm back. I have Joe Piscopo here with me. We're coming back for this segment. But first, we got a caller, Doug, from Columbus, Ohio. And are you there, Doug?
I am, Mike. And hi, Mike. I am here. And I'd like to say hello, brother Mike. And that's not because we share the same parents, but that's because we share the same redemption from the cleansing shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And, Mike, it is such a privilege to speak to someone who is so unashamed of his faith. You know, the Lord has blessed you because of that. Mm-hmm. And that it's a responsibility you also have, Mike, you know, because we have brothers and sisters. When they share their faith, they're persecuted. But I just want to say you keep that faith and be strong. The Lord's going to honor you. And we need men like you and preachers behind the pulpits now to profess that faith. And I'm glad the Lord's chosen you to do that, Mike.
Well, thanks, Doug, and God bless you. And yeah, this has been my platform that we were talking about, that the pillow was always just a platform for something much bigger. And it is for me to speak out the word of Jesus. And to speak out and not be, I wear my cross even before I was saved. I wear my cross on TV. I wanted to be that person. And I put it out there. And, you know, I think now the platform's even gotten bigger. I used to be attacked all the time. Joe, you'll like this. I would, back in the day when I was the only call center, and I would be the only person taking calls, and I wear my cross on TV, and I'd have people calling me up, "You're wearing your cross on TV," you'd have Christians upset with me that I was wearing my cross, thinking I was wearing it to sell pillows, and other people saying it that I'm promoting my faith. And I was doing a show once, it was a shopping channel, one of six that I've been on. I won't say which one. And I was in there, and I had broke every record they had. Here they came in there, and they came in for the green room, and I was all lonely. It was in another country. And I came in, and they said, hello, I'm so-and-so, your executive producer, and congratulations, you have broken every record we've ever had, but I prefer that you take your cross and tuck it inside your shirt. Because I said, well, why is that? She goes, that is prejudice against other religions, whatever. And I'm going, and I'm thinking to myself, if it was some other religion, you wouldn't have said anything. And I wanted to leave anyway. I go, well, for that reason, I'm out of here. But they go, oh no, I guess you can keep it out, you know. But
don't forget, Mike, I know you got to go, but yep. Listen, don't forget this. Persecution against Christians around the world, you never hear about it. So thank God for standing up for your faith, brother.
Thank you, Joel. I love you, man. Yep, this is Mike Lindell here in America's First for the ReliefFactor.com studios, and we'll be back shortly.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.